the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Teresa of Avila, also called St. Teresa of Jesus, was born on March 28, 1515 in Spain. The life of St. Teresa of Jesus is a life full of light, joy, and love. It is a beautiful life, because we see in her a life full of God. She overflowed in doing good and brightening the lives of others. She had a very cheerful and friendly character, and everyone felt good around her. She was not a sad saint, quite the opposite. She was a saint who shared joy, who did not allow anyone to speak ill of anyone in her presence, and she always forgave injuries. God does not send anyone to hell, but it is oneself who chooses it by rejecting God. For this reason, St. Teresa of Jesus assures that Jesus said to her one day, "I am faithful, and no one will get lost without understanding it." The Catechism of the Catholic Church in 1033 says, "We cannot be united with God unless we freely choose to love him. But we cannot love God if we sin gravely against him, against our neighbor, or against ourselves. He who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Our Lord warns us that we shall be separated from him if we fail to meet the serious needs of the poor and the little ones who are his brethren. To die in mortal sin without repenting and accepting God's merciful love means remaining separated from him forever by our own free choice. This state of definitive self-exclusion from communion with God and the blessed is called hell. Hell is such a terrible and final state that all the images we can make of it are too small. In the sacred scriptures, we are told about eternal fire in Matthew chapters 25 and 13. In some visions of saints, God makes them see a sea of fire, like the three shepherd children of Fatima, St. Faustina Kowalska, and St. Teresa of Jesus. She describes her vision of hell in the following way. "While in prayer one day, I found myself not knowing how to be in hell. I understood that our Lord Jesus Christ wanted me to see the place that the demons had deservedly separated from me for my sins. This happened in a short space of time, although it felt like years, so I find it hard to forget. It looked like the entrance to a very long and narrow alley, like a dark and narrow oven. The ground looked like very dirty and rotten-smelling water sludge with many bad vermin in it. I felt a fire in my soul that I cannot understand and cannot explain in words. The intense and serious bodily pains I have experienced in this life are not comparable in hell. There is no comparison to the agony in the soul, a pressing, a drowning, an affliction so sensitive with despair and discontent that I do not know how to confront it. Here in hell, the soul itself is the one that is shattered. I did not know how to confront that inner fire and despair over such very serious torments and pains. I didn't see who was giving them to me. I just felt that it burned me and crumbled me. That inner fire and despair is the worst. Being in that place with a rotten smell, without comfort, and without being able to sit or lie down, they put me inside a cavity like a hole made in the wall, because these walls, which are hideous to look at, squeeze and everything suffocates. There is no light. Everything is a darkness, very dark. And without light, sadly, you can see others. The Lord then did not want me to continue seeing hell. Later, I saw another vision of horrible things, of some punishments for vices. When I saw them, they were hideous. But I didn't feel sorry and I didn't feel scared. In this vision, the Lord wanted me to truly feel those torments and afflictions in the spirit, as if the body were suffering from it. I understood the great mercy that our Lord Jesus Christ has to allow me to see all this. I was so shocked, and even now I am writing it after almost 6 years. Everything that happens in this life can pass, and yet we complain without purpose. That is why I say that our Lord Jesus Christ has given me a lot of mercy, because in this way I have taken advantage of it a lot to lose my fear of the tribulations and contradictions of this life, to make an effort to suffer them, and to thank our Lord Jesus Christ who freed me, to which now it seems to me, from evils so perpetual and terrible. Here in this life, everything seems easy compared to a moment in hell that one has to suffer. Now it scares me to read many times books that give some understanding about the punishments of hell, since before I did not fear those punishments or understand what they are. Be blessed, my God, forever. After I visit hell, I gain the great sadness that the many souls that are condemned give me, and the great efforts that souls must take advantage of in this life. It seems to me that to free a soul from such serious torments, I would pass through many deaths in a good way. If we see a person we love, especially in great pain, our very nature encourages us to have compassion. There is no heart that does not carry compassion without great sorrow. Life will end one day, and we should still be moved by compassion. I don't know how we can be calm seeing so many souls that the devil takes away every day. One day, something else happened to me that scared me a lot. I was in a place where a person died after living a very bad life, as I knew it was for many years. He had a disease for more than 2 years, and in some things, it seemed that the person had to make amends. He died without confession, and with all this, it did not seem to me that he should be condemned. While covering the body of that person, I saw many demons take that body, and it seemed that they played with the body and also did justice to it. I was terrified that they were pulling it from one side to the other with large hooks. I took him to bury him with the ceremonies that we all do. I was thinking of the goodness of God because I did not want his soul to be dishonored. I was puzzled by what I had seen. In the whole ceremony, I did not see another demon. Later, when they put the body into the grave, there were so many demons inside the grave to take his body. I was in shock to see that, and I did not know how to hide what I saw. I considered in the same way that these demons would do to his soul as they did to his body. Blessed be our Lord Jesus Christ for allowing me to see these horrible things. Saint Teresa of Avila, or Saint Teresa of Jesus, suffered a lot. She endured many illnesses, but God was not outdone in his generosity and showered her with immense graces and made her immensely happy with her gifts, ecstasy, and his apparitions. Her communication with our Mother, the Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, and other saints was equally constant and of mutual trust because she truly lived the dogma of the communion of saints. She prayed a lot for the souls in purgatory, and they appeared to her frequently to ask for her help and to thank her for her prayers when they went to heaven. Her life was a permanent miracle of God's grace, a light on the roads of this life, a source of blessings for those who knew her. And it was so much her desire to love and do good that to save the souls of sinners, she was willing to suffer whatever God asked of her. Hence, her favorite phrase was, "Either die or suffer." May God bless us through her intercession, and may we learn from her how to live our Catholic faith more fully, focusing on the Eucharistic Jesus, on the love of our Mother, the Virgin Mary, and the saints. Let us not neglect so many things that the experience of the Church and the saints recommend to us, such as holy water, the holy images, and above all, frequently receiving the sacraments of confession and communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.